Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
We had baseball return over the weekend. Some interesting stories we'll get to here on the show, including some key injuries, as well as the fantasy baseball waiver wire. Guests Joe Pizzapia and Tim Healy, who covers the New York Mets. We've got it all covered here on our fantasy baseball show here on Fantasy Sports Today. And the show starts right now.
I'd like to talk a little bit about sports.
Fantasy Sports Today.
Well hit down the left field line. Way back in. Oh, he caught it. Oh, unbelievable. Touchdown for three. Puts it in.
Mike Elias is with us, Executive Vice President, General Manager of the Orioles, Adley Rutschman. Was it an easy selection for you taking him?
It wasn't that easy because we had a bunch of good choices this year. And with Adley, you know, for us, it really came down to his bat, switch hitting, power, plus hit from both sides, and the makeup. And then the catching was really an icing on the cake thing. So once we kind of settled in on him as our favorite bat in the draft, it became pretty simple.
Byron Kerr is with us, at Masson Kerr.
Fernando Rodney is very upset that people think that he's over the hill, that he can't throw anymore because of what happened with the Oakland A's at 42. He says he still has a lot left, and he showed that he can hit 97 miles per hour. And, you know, he is going to be the eighth inning guy for them until he collapses. This is a guy, you know, that Mike Rizzo has a lot of confidence in, and Rodney is the choice. I would ride that as long as you possibly can if you're a fantasy owner. And, yes, absolutely handcuff him to Sean Doolittle.
All right, welcome in and good afternoon. This is Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish here with you. The date, July 15th, 2019, as we continue our discussion in all things fantasy sports, fantasy baseball, of course, being the priority for a lot of you. You can dial up the show at 844-843-6879 if you want to say hello as we get the show started, as always. On a Monday, there's plenty to get to from the weekend. It was great to have baseball back. I had a chance to go to a couple of games this weekend, Marlins and Mets on Friday and Saturday. And we will give you a little bit of a preview of the games ahead this week, some pitching matchups. I think there's some key waiver ads that you guys can dive into, and we'll wait on some of that news. We'll give you the latest of anything that's going on in the NFL and also the NBA, and for those of you who have to set your weekly lineups, you got to get on that because we have our first Monday game starting in about 2 hours from now. We got Chris Bavona producing the show as always, and on Twitter you can follow us at FNTSY Radio, at Craig Mish as well. The big news to start this Monday is what to do with Mike Trout in your fantasy lineups. He has a little bit of a tweaked calf. And arguably the best player on the planet, the best fantasy player on the planet, you may have to make a decision. They're saying that it's a day-to-day issue, but never want to see this. And, of course, that could end up affecting his stolen bases. The advice would be to wait as long as you possibly can on this, but it does certainly seem like at the very least he's going to miss a couple of days. And if you're playing in a deeper league, you may as well just keep him in there and hope for the best because you're not going to be able to replace him with anything. We know that. And the other issue that you may have is that the Angels don't play tonight until 10:07 on the West Coast, which is 7 o'clock out there. It's the last game on the board. And if you're setting a weekly lineup and you got to have it by the first game, at least even in the American League, you may have to make that decision tonight in just a few hours, 7 o'clock on the East Coast. So nervousness for sure if you're a Trout owner. There is no one on the waiver wire you can add that can come close. We'll try and run through some potential options for you, but that is the big story. Hate to start off with a negative on a Monday, but that's kind of where we are. And speaking of that, Max Scherzer on Saturday placed on the injured list with a little bit of a back issue. Now for him, he said on Thursday that this was not going to cost him any time, but of course that was being optimistic. It looks like there's still a chance that he could make a start this week, but that's another player that you have to keep an eye on and make a decision early on in the week. You just have to understand that both these two teams, this is arguably their franchise player, and there's no question that they're going to exercise caution. You're playing in an NL only, you're playing in an AL only, in a season-long fantasy league. What are you doing? You're probably just putting them in your lineup this week and hoping for the best. You're playing in a 10-team league, a 12-team league, maybe a points league, head-to-head of some kind. You're getting them out, and you're putting somebody else in. And this is always the hard part of the dynamic. We're talking about two of the top 10 players in all of fantasy baseball. And not having them in your lineup in a head-to-head could end up costing you a week. But there's just not much you can do. We don't know enough about the information. And every once in a while, teams determine, hey, we'll give this guy a breather, even though he's not seriously hurt, and there's nothing wrong with doing it in reality. But in fantasy, we're right in the middle of the season. We're 2 weeks away from the trade deadline. And you need points. You need wins. You're probably going to have to look elsewhere on both those players. In fact, our You Make the Call is not going to be about a segment today. The Our You Make the Call is going to be about basically who you feel more worried about and which injury you feel more worried about. So we'll have that as well. Braves swept the Padres in San Diego. That was one of the big stories from over the weekend. In case you missed it, Mike Soroka, he is now 10-1 with a 2.24 earned run average. Not many pitchers have been better based on their ADP this season, that's for sure. And how about the chance of Soroka winning the Cy Young and Rookie of the Year? That's in the conversation. We haven't seen that since Fernando Mania. Fernando Valenzuela, I know a lot of people may be too young for that, but I remember it very well. And there's certainly a chance that that could happen. Soroka has been awesome. To think that there was a chance they may have traded him? Insane. 10-1, 2.24 earned run average. He's been the best pitcher on the Braves. They do not miss a beat without having a bona fide closer, without having Mike Fulton A-Witch pitch well, without having Freddie Freeman do anything over the last couple of weeks, and they still sweep. Braves are the team to beat in the NL outside of LA. Could be a Braves-Dodgers NLCS, at least if it could be determined, that's for sure. Also, one other piece of news in terms of injury, Jesse Winker. Wow, Jesse Winker, .328 on base percentage, 13 home runs. He was just starting to kind of find his way. Of course, they're optimistic, but looks like an oblique injury is going to shut Jesse Winker down. And for those of you in leagues that you don't pay that close attention and you need me to tell you what to do, here's my advice. Get him out of the lineup this week. Done. Get him out. Not going to play. I would say probably injured list will be announced either today or tomorrow. And I have an option on Cincinnati maybe for you to replace him. All that and more on this edition of Fantasy Sports Today. I'm Craig Mitch. We got 3 Up, 3 Down coming up next. Joe Pizzapia in hour two, as well as Tim Healy. We're off and running here on this Monday afternoon, and we'll be right back after this.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour champion, 2017 world number one. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sportsbook. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid, open your new account, and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
sports. The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
Searching for an outdoor oasis but don't have time to catch a flight? Join us in the heart of Midtown at Versa, packed with good vibes, great views, and service unmatched. Fully stocked with five bars throughout the venue. Aside from our stellar dining menu, Tuesday through Friday, our culinary team has curated a delectable rotation of food activations to be featured on our patio from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Join us for nonstop fun on one of New York City's largest patios as rooftop season is finally upon us. Located at 215 West 35th Street, New York, New York. Official partners of the New York Knicks and the New York Rangers.
Get in the game with DraftKings Sportsbook, where listeners of this network can get a risk-free bet up to $500. Here's how it works. First, create a DraftKings Sportsbook account, then make a deposit and place your first bet, and DraftKings will match it up to $500. Just go to sportsgrid.com/DK to play. That's sportsgrid.com/DK. Act quickly. This offer won't be around forever. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over, New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
Now what goes up must come down.
Three up, three down.
What does three up and three down mean to you, Airman?
End of an inning.
All right, welcome back. This is Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish here with you, 12 to 2 every day. FantasySportsNetwork.com. And let's get right to it in three up, three down here on the show today. This is a recap of everything that happened over the weekend that caught my eye. And things that you may be finding trending up on social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, whatever you use. Just to be clear, for those of you who didn't know, and I'll tell you once, I'll tell you a million times, the only account that I have on social media is Twitter, at Craig Mish. It is verified. That's it. Okay? You see me on Facebook? It is not me. Do not have a Facebook account. Look for the correct spelling of my last name, M-I-S-H. There is no C in my last name. There's a fake Craig Mish account. It is not me. And I have an Instagram, but I don't use it. It's just in case I ever decide to use it. I have it. It's not active. So only place you could find me is here on the radio or on Twitter. That's it. Okay? That's it. Move on. Don't ask me on Facebook anymore. I don't have Facebook. Never will have Facebook. Never have had Facebook. I know it's crazy to think. 15 years, he's never had Facebook. This is true. Over the weekend, Novak Djokovic. Wow, what a great Wimbledon final. Tiebreaker yesterday against Roger Federer. And listen, as good as a tennis match you will ever find. And that's saying something coming from me who doesn't really watch a ton of it. But the excitement that everybody felt watching the end, it was unmatched. And it's the one thing in sports, and again, look, golf is sort of one-on-one when guys are rolling up the final nine and they're at the Masters, and they're one-on-one sort of, and they're in a group with somebody else sometimes. But this is really a special thing when two guys get to go head-to-head against each other and do it for 4 hours or 3 hours, whatever it is. It was just so special yesterday. And so wanted to start off the show with that. Congratulations to the Joker for winning Wimbledon in one of the most epic finals that we've ever seen. Over to baseball. The Dodgers take the series from the Red Sox. That was kind of the premier series in baseball coming out of the All-Star break. I thought that interleague series that they played at Fenway Park. And I mean, how late did that game go last night? I was doing TV last night until about 12 o'clock. It was still going on after I was done. 7-4 was the final, a three-run 12th inning. And for those of you who are keeping score at home on how the Dodgers are doing this season, I would say this is probably one of my biggest whiffs in baseball. I thought the Dodgers would be good. I did not think they would be 30 games over 500 on July 15th. They're 62-33. This is a pace for about 115 wins. Haven't seen that in a long time, and obviously you know what comes in September. They wrap it up. They start playing the kids, okay? So just keep that in mind. But, yeah, let's give major props to the way the Dodgers have done things. By the way, Looks like Chris Taylor could be headed to the injured list. So another potential player to maybe pick up on the Dodgers today. We'll keep an eye on that. So that's my second one. L.A. just going at Boston and getting it done. Two out of three. They win the series. My final one is Philip Ervin of the Cincinnati Reds. You may say, who? Where? How? I don't never heard of this guy. 10-team league, 12-team league. Well, over the past week, Philip Ervin, 7 for 10 with a stolen base. So there is a key name in fantasy this week. And let's get ahead of this, okay? The game starts tonight at 8 Eastern. But if Jesse Winker is out a while and they don't call up Schebler or Van Meter, and they're probably going to call up one of them, but Phil Ervin steals some bases and he's been on fire, and they really don't have a lot of options there. You know, Yasiel Puig, of course, is in the outfield. So that there's a chance for this kid to play some, and he hasn't really had a strong track record of doing well, but we're always looking for that gem on the wire this week. He could be one of them. Take note there. There's a possibility of maybe adding a kid like Philip Ervin for the Cincinnati Reds. So those are the three trending up things that I have on the show today, and there's certainly a lot that you could get to, but those are mine. Trending down, the San Diego Padres. They are fortunate to have a day off today, and that I'll see them tomorrow in Miami when they take on the Marlins. Maybe they're getting that Marlins team at the right time. What is going on with them? The Padres were swept this weekend at home by the Braves. And how did it happen? Their bullpen has just been falling apart. I feel like in baseball this year, we've paid so much attention to the bullpens, not just the ninth inning, but the bridge after these starters come out. Here's a hot tip. Maybe you should leave your starters in a little bit longer in the games and you don't have to deal with this. How many times do I have to review this on this show or other shows that I've done? Bullpen arms are failed starters, 90% of them. Again, bullpen arms, they did not grow up playing little league ball, high school ball, thinking I'm going to be a bullpen guy. These are guys that do not have multiple pitches, and they did not make it as starters, so they become bullpen arms. Now, they're also Hall of Famers like Mariano Rivera and Dennis Eckersley and Bruce Sutter and Lee Smith, and I get it. There's a niche, and it's great to see those guys make it because they deserve it. But let's not make any mistake about it. Trey Wingenter, who gave up 4 earned runs on Sunday, and Luis Perdomo, who gave up 3 earned runs on Saturday, their entire lives, they did not dream about coming into a 7th-inning game. They're in the major leagues. They're getting a major league salary. That's great for them. But the Padres have really taken it on the chin. They arguably have the best 9th-inning guy in the game in Kirby Yates. And they have some other nice young pitchers as well. But they could have won 2 of these games against the Braves, and their bullpen gave it up. So they got to get right and get right quickly. My trending down has been the Padres. They'll take on Miami Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday afternoon. Other news trending down. We're going to go off the grid and go to a little bit of pop culture. Bad news for fans of sugary drinks such as soda and fruit juice. Now, luckily for me, I'm not big on soda or fruit juice, so this is good. Although I have been, dabbling in the energy drinks a little bit too much. I may have to cut back on that. Hey, a new study has linked drinking a small glass of a sugary drink per day, 100 milliliters, so this is like a third of a can of soda. That's not a lot. To an 18% increase in overall cancer risk and 22% increase in risk for breast cancer. Yikes. So the research, they did this, 100,000 French adults. It links consumption of sugary drinks to an increased risk of some cancers. So folks, here's the deal. If you like to take down several cans of any soda throughout the day, cut that thing down immediately. And the same thing can be said for any kind of fruit juices, cranberry juice, lemonade, high content sugar. You never thought you would hear that on a fantasy show such as this, but I am giving you the warning. I want to see you live a long time and listen to me on the radio for a long time. You got to cut that thing out and do it fast. That's trending down number 2. Now, how about this one? 4 kids between the ages of 10 and 14 stole their family car and took fishing rods, took a 600-mile road trip across the Australian coast. One of the kids even left a goodbye note for their parents, and 600 miles later, they ended up in South Wales, They shared responsibility driving. It took them hours, and I believe, if I'm not mistaken, almost a day to get to where they were going, 12, 14 hours. They were taken into custody at 10:40 p.m. last night and potentially could now face charges for stealing their parents' car, stealing their parents' fishing rides. It looks like they just wanted to go on a joyride. But word to the wise with your kids, don't ever leave the car keys out once your kids turn about 12, 13, 14 years old. And that is, unfortunately, what is trending down. That is our three up, three down segment for this Monday. Let me know what you think about your three up, three downs by calling the show at 844-843-6879. 844-843-6879. That's how you get us here on the show. Let me set you up for the rest of the show. Coming up next, we're going to do a little You Make the Call. You'll have an opportunity to weigh in basically on our poll of the day. Also, we'll dive into the waiver wire and several of the leagues that I'm in, and also want to talk a little trade in reality of baseball. Some players who are already on the move, some players who could potentially be on the move. We'll hit the Monday schedule as well, and then we'll wrap up this first hour of the show, whether you're listening live or on demand. We'll be right back with more here on Fantasy Sports Today. I'm Craig Mish on this Monday, July 15th, and we'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go away.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the eighth DailyRoto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes ear congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Maid Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to maidsailors.com. That's maidsailors.com.
Lose weight now. Go to fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at fat100.com. Fit in the dress or pants or bathing suits you've always wanted to. Go to fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to fat100.com. For free information on how you can lose weight, go to fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's fat100.com.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
If you're serious about fantasy football, it's never too early to start preparing for the 2019 season, and Roto Experts has you covered with their NFL 365 fantasy football package, including the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge, regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with promo code FNTSY. That's 10% off with promo code FNTSY. The NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package only at rotoexperts.com. Again, you can dial up the show at 844-843-6879. That's how you dial us up if you have any questions. We continue our fantasy baseball discussion here in the month of July. As we turn to August, we will dial up some more football, and we had John Lobb on the show. We're going to put together a college football fantasy league, probably a show fantasy football league as well, but we're still right in the midst of the baseball season, so why not continue with that discussion? That's the way that I see it. Also, a little bit different on the show today. Normally, what we do is we have a segment where we give you the opportunity to choose what I talk about on the show. We're still going to kind of do that today. But I really, more than anything, as opposed to talking about it, I want my listeners' opinion on this one. So this today is more of an opinion poll. Normally, we talk about it, and we'll still talk about it throughout the show. We've got two major injuries. Well, two major players in fantasy, maybe with minor injuries, but two major players for sure. So what we'll do is we'll fire it up on today's Monday edition of You Make the Call.
You Make the Call.
So I basically today want your opinion on something in fantasy, because I know that everybody playing in a league has one of these guys, or you're aware of them. If you play in multiple leagues and you had one of the first few picks in the draft, you have them. And it's rare to sit here on a Monday right before we start off our new week of fantasy and have to make a decision on key players in your league. It's extremely rare, as a matter of fact. So let's kind of get into this here a little bit in our You Make the Call. And I want to ask you this question. Which fantasy baseball injury has you more concerned? And that would be A, choosing Max Scherzer's back, or B, Mike Trout's calf. And I know that, like, everybody's got to have an opinion on this one. It's pretty easy. And I'll give you my opinion a little bit later on the show when you guys determine it. So just two choices today. We're keeping it easy. Max Scherzer, pitcher on the Washington Nationals, injured list, back. Mike Trout, his calf. Which one has you more concerned? Even if you don't have either of these players, you let us know. And vote right now, and then a little bit later on the show, we'll give you the results. Right now on Twitter, at FNTSY Radio, on the Fantasy Sports Network, FNTSY Sports Net. Give me a shout there, give a vote, and then we'll go ahead and we'll give you the final results a little bit later. Okay, so the waiver wire this week in fantasy. Now, here's what's happening for those of you who are in leagues with smart people. First of all, we did not have a ton of changes over the last 3 days. So let's just kind of set that tone right now. Not a lot of call-ups. We only had 3 games for most teams. We had 4 with an extra game on Thursday between the Angels and Astros. So not a lot of data, not a lot of extra info. And by the way, teams set their rotations. There are some teams who haven't even set their rotations for today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. For whatever reason, they're playing it close to the vest. So typically speaking, this waiver wire week and next waiver wire week are going to be really quiet. A couple of reasons for that. The first is what I've just illustrated. A lot of teams didn't play. You know, nothing really changed. There weren't a lot of injuries. So that's number one. Number two, for those of you who are saving your budget, and for those of you who are playing in the waiver system where you kind of have the tiered waiver, if you had the first pick in the draft, you ended up having the last waiver, maybe you hung on to that thing. A lot of people play that in fantasy football. They don't play the fab. They play with the priority order. Some people still do it in baseball. In one of my leagues, I think I still have it. So what you're doing right now is you're waiting because July 31st is coming, and you know that that trade deadline is going to be something like we've never seen before. It's going to be a lot of activity, and on the 1st of August, you're going to know exactly what you have, who you need to get, and who's out there on the wire, and that is it for the season. Look, there'll be some September call-ups for sure, and that will affect head-to-head leagues. There'll be players that have an impact, but for the most part, it is put-up-or-shut-up time for the waiver week of July 31st. So, I am in that same boat. I'm not doing great in a couple of leagues, but I have saved my money. For some reason this year, it just worked out that way. I didn't go after anyone. I don't know why, but I have the money. So when the moves are made on the first, I'm going to end up with one of these guys. Hopefully there's somebody major being moved. The name, of course, Bumgarner is the popular one. Trevor Bauer maybe is another. We don't know exactly, but we know that there is no August 31st deadline. It's all on July 31st. So I've saved my dough. In the NL Tout Wars, it looks like I've made a bad move, because you had to have your moves in by last night, and I decided to add Josh Van Meter on the Cincinnati Reds. If he gets called up, that's okay for me, but I cut Matt Beaty, and of course, Chris Taylor got hurt. And so now here I am. They're probably going to call Beaty back up, and he's going to be the utility guy, and Taylor's going on the injured list, and I could have had him, and I screwed up and didn't know. How was I to know that Taylor was going to get hurt? That's part of the game. You got to take chances. And I took my shot last night trying to be proactive, getting a guy that it wasn't even called up yet. Now, you guys know I break some news and I get some information. This was not an information-based play. This was a guess. And I hope I really guessed right and they call up Van Meter and not Schebler for Jesse Winker, or else I am going to be really hating myself if Beattie gets up called up by the Dodgers. So we'll see. The only other move that I made of any kind of significance, because I added Brendan McKay in a couple of leagues and I've just been riding him. When he's in, he's out. They send him to the minors. They bring him back up. It's pretty wild. I added Mikel Franco. For some reason, I looked at my team and I thought, you know, can I find somebody with a little bit more pop? I had been starting two guys on the Marlins, Garrett Cooper and Harold Ramirez, because I had them at the beginning of the year. Cooper's been fine. He's hitting home runs. This guy, Harold Ramirez, has really started to fall back a little bit. So Franco seems to have some power. We know his batting average ain't going to be great. Probably sit around 240, 230. But his pace is for 20, 25 home runs. He's got 13 already. Hit a walk-off the other day. And I feel like Franco, by cutting him in a fantasy league, you probably have the luxury of having players that are better. I don't. I'm stuck with Jesus Aguilar, with Piscotty on the injured list, just a couple of guys that really aren't compiling any stats. So we'll see if Franco's able to pull it together. Kingery's been struggling also, so maybe that's a bonus for me potentially. That's it. I didn't make any other moves. Those were the only two fantasy moves, and I think that we're probably going to be right back down this road again next week. In Tout Wars, I added the Brewers' Mauricio Dubon last week, too, hoping he would play. Of course, he got sent down, so I'll hang on to him. I've been sitting on Key Brian Hayes and the Pirates all season long, but Colin Moran's been pretty good, so they haven't called him up. Brendan Rodgers has been hurt. I just haven't hit on a lot of these young guys. Normally, I'm pretty good with that. In a couple other leagues, I have Paddock and I have Austin Riley. Yeah, that's great, but in my NL Tout Wars, not so much. The kids that I rostered and waited on, Mitch Keller types, have just not panned out for me. I was better off going with lesser named utility players, and it just didn't pan out. Notes from over the weekend. We had a couple of trades. I don't know if you guys saw this, but we did have a couple of trades, and two trades that I probably would want nothing to do with. But look, these pitchers have had good years, and good for them. They've been able to resurrect some of their value. I don't know that you're starting either of these guys outside of deeper leagues, but Andrew Kashner was traded by the Orioles to the Boston Red Sox, and Kashner was having a really solid mid-threes ERA year with not a lot of strikeouts for Baltimore. And here's why this is a smart move for Boston. I'm not a Kashner fan, and I don't think that you should, and I don't think that gives him a ton of more fantasy value even going to Boston. But what it does for the Red Sox, and also we'll get to Homer Bailey's trade to the A's, is it's the 15th of July. They'll give both of these guys probably two starts. just to give them an audition. Neither of these teams gave up anything major to get these pitchers. If it seems as though it's working, maybe this is something they can carry into August and September. They essentially could give both of these pitchers an audition. Cashner with Boston, Bailey with Oakland, and if it doesn't work out with either guy, they could just probably punt. They could DFA him, they could put him in the bullpen, it doesn't really matter. So I think good job by David Forst and Billy Bean in Oakland, and good job by David Dombrowski with the Red Sox to just kick the tires, see what happens. You can always go get your big pitcher on July 31st. Why not try and get a little bit of a head start, especially when you give up nothing? Honestly, I hadn't even heard of either of the two players that were in the Cashner deal, and Homer Bailey was traded for a former first-round pick who doesn't really add a lot of value. But we'll see. Kansas City is going nowhere. They are trying to get that first pick in the draft. So is Baltimore. They're in a dogfight, those two teams in Detroit. There's a kid that's going to be a first overall pick in the draft in 2020 named Spencer Torkelson, who is going to be a fantasy stud for a long period of time. Higher ceiling even than any of the guys we saw, and I think, in the first five picks of this year's draft. So it would make sense that if you're going to be bad, you may as well be awful and go all the way down. And indeed, that's what they are doing. There is another potential trade target that is out there on the Seattle Mariners. We'll get to that next. We'll also run down the schedule for this Monday, July 15th, 2019. You're listening to Fantasy Sports Today. I'm Craig Mish. We'll take a quick timeout here on the show. Don't forget, coming up next hour, Joe Pizzapia will join us as well as Tim Healy. We'll be right back.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the eighth Daily Roto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
Maid Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to maidsailors.com. That's maidsailors.com.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY Radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere. Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
All right, welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish back with you here on the show. And we'll be here till 2 o'clock Eastern. We'll turn it over to full-time fantasy. And they'll give you a lot of fantasy football discussion. I know a lot of the shows are pivoting over to fantasy football discussion and gambling. And certainly that's the direction, no doubt. Very interested in that as well. That's why I listen throughout the day on the FNTSY app and also on Stitcher and audioboom.com. And most importantly, for people like me who use the Mac, you can download us on iTunes and rate and make sure you subscribe to this show. It'll get populated and sent right to your podcast app every single day. All right, well, the Monday schedule in baseball, interesting because we got a doubleheader. And those of you who have those weekly lineup issues, yikes, man, 2:10 Eastern, you got to get your lineups in. I hate when that happens on a Monday. But at the very least, in an hour from now, you'll probably have some more clarity on some other things. It's just, a lot of us work for a living, so we don't have time to constantly check what's going to happen. But that being said, first game of the doubleheader starts at 2:10 Eastern with the Giants and Rockies. Jeff Samardzija, 6-7 with a 4.01 ERA. German Marquez, 8-4 with a 4.45. Daniel Murphy, who's been on fire, is sitting out the first game of this doubleheader. And the Giants have played a little bit better. You never would have thought that they could actually get near 500, but since April they've been one of the better teams in the big leagues, 43-49 on the season, so not bad. Dodgers and Phillies as we begin the evening schedule tonight. Clayton Kershaw against Zach Eflin. The Dodgers, as we mentioned, coming off beating the Red Sox real late last night. Will they be able to, in this quick turnaround, show up against the Phillies, or is this just kind of like a show and go? We'll see. Phillies are 48-45 on the season, and Zach Eflin 7-8 with a 3.78 earned run average. Philly got a walk-off from Michael Franco. JT Realmuto heating up a little bit as well. If the Phillies are going to make the postseason, they're going to have to start getting hot eventually, and they're home, and this is a good series against L.A., so we'll see how they end up doing. 7:05 tonight at Yankee Stadium. The Rays will take on the Yankees, so this is another key series here. Tampa probably best in line to get a wild card position, but you never know. They're only a few games back of New York. They'll probably need to win this series to kind of stay in it. Tampa Bay is 55-40. The Yankees are 59-32. Blake Snell has had such a disappointing year. Yikes. 5-7 with a 4.70 earned run average. James Paxton 5-4 with a 4.01 earned run average. 7:10 Eastern tonight, the Red Sox will definitely welcome in the Toronto Blue Jays. Toronto, 24 games under 500 at this point of the season. The Red Sox are 7 games over. Thornton starts for Toronto. Pretty good strikeout guy, but not a great DFS matchup, I don't think, tonight. Rick Porcello has struggled all year, 6-7 with a 5.33. Xander Bogaerts has been hot. He's up to 20 home runs and 71 runs driven in. 7:10 Eastern start, Blue Jays and Red Sox. I've been telling you guys for a month, you just fade the Jays and you'll be in good shape. Tigers and Indians tonight. Daniel Norris, once thought to be a top prospect in Detroit's system, got to wonder what his future is. 2-8 with a 4.96. The Tigers are 30 games under, and a lot of discussion as to who they may trade at the deadline. It could be Matt Boyd. There's a possibility of that. Also, maybe there's a chance that they could move this kid, Brandon Dixon, who's had a really good year for them. 12 home runs, 37 runs driven in. No one really saw that coming from Dixon. and he leads the Tigers in home runs. What a sad state of affairs it is for Detroit to have a guy with 12 home runs who you probably never heard of going into the season. Miguel Cabrera leads their team an average of .298. For Cleveland, the time is now. 11 games over, they've put themselves back into a position again for the postseason, trying to chase down Minnesota at the very least, trying to get a wild card. But, of course, with Carrasco being out and starting to throw and Kluber on his way back, we'll have to see what ends up happening soon. Reds and Cubs, Luis Castillo, what a year he's had. This is a tough matchup for him, though, tonight. He'll face off against the Cubs and Kyle Hendricks, who's so good at home. The Reds are 42-48. Cubs are 50-43. Castillo 8-3 with a 2.29. Hendricks 7-7 with a 3.49. And Javier Baez, another great year for him. 22 home runs, 63 runs driven in. We've been talking about the Reds injury situation. I'm sure we'll get some clarity on that coming up in just a little bit. Cubs had a good weekend, by the way, sweeping the Pirates. Just as it's funny, as soon as they talk about Joe Maddon and the Cubs are dead and they're done, they go and they sweep a team, and then you forget about that for a week, and then they come back to earth, and it's like this vicious cycle that they have going on right now. Braves, after that trip to San Diego, they're now going to make a trip to the struggling Brewers. Wow, the Brewers have really fallen back. Atlanta's 57-37. You'd want to be, right now, you want to be riding any Braves you can, pitching-wise, because they are just scoring runs and winning games, and their bullpen has been good. Freddie Freeman's average is now down to .302, down about 20 points, but they've just keep finding ways to win. Max Fried, who has been okay, not nearly as good as he was in the first couple months of the season. He's 9-4 with a 4.29. And Hauser starts from Milwaukee 2-3 with a 4.01. Christian Yelich did homer for the 32nd time yesterday. And so he's still got a shot at that triple crown. But the Brewers need some help quick. That bullpen has been falling apart. The Brewers were 7 games over. Now they're just 2 games over. And they're gonna probably have to make some deadline moves, I would think. Last year they were kind of passive at the trade deadline. All they did, I believe, was Moustakas. They're probably going to have to do a little bit more in order to grab that postseason spot. White Sox are now sellers at this point. They shouldn't be thinking about anything else. And they actually have some decent pieces. They were chasing 500. I thought that that was like a nice benchmark for them, but now they're 5 games under 500. They'll be at Kansas City tonight. Lucas Giolito, one of the nice surprises of the season, 11-3 with a 3.15 earned run average. Jacob Junis has not been nearly as good as people thought, especially recently. 4-8 with a 5.33 earned run average. Jorge Soler homered again over the weekend. 25 homers, 64 runs driven in. Would KC consider trading Soler to a team that needs some pop? I would certainly think that there's a chance of that. There were reports over the weekend that Whit Merrifield, on the other hand, who was given a contract extension before the season, is likely headed nowhere. Pirates and Cardinals, both teams hanging around in the division. The Pirates are 44-48. Joe Musgrove is on the mound tonight. He's 6-7 with a 4.15. Miles Michaelis, who won 20 games last year, struggling to win 10 this year, 5-9 with a 4.53. Cardinals got a great start yesterday from Adam Wainwright, but their offense is just leaving a lot to be desired. They're counting on Tyler O'Neill again. They have Molina on the injured list, Ozuna on the injured list, Jed Jerko's on the injured list. If the Cardinals get in, it would just be by eking over 500 at some point. Josh Bell, by the way, finally had a little bit of a slump over the weekend. His first, like, 3-game slump all year long. He's still got 27 homers and 84 runs driven in. He's having an MVP-type season. So Pirates and Cardinals get started tonight. We'll see how that series goes. Potentially there, if the Cardinals are able to keep the ball rolling, that could put the Pirates into seller's mode at the trade deadline. Second game in the doubleheader tonight, the Giants are going back to Derek Rodriguez in their rotation. Why not give the young kid a shot? Rockies haven't determined who their starter is going to be, but again, 8:40 Eastern, you're getting an extra Rockies game today. Make sure you get all your Colorado Rockies in your lineup tonight. And then tonight's game is interesting out on the West Coast. Griffin Canning starts for the Angels against the Astros, but the Astros are going to the opener. This is a first. They haven't really been, for all the things that the Astros do analytics-wise and try to be different using all of their advanced metrics and stats and cameras. They have Josh James. That's not the interesting part. They have him opening tonight. So James, in all likelihood, will go two or three innings. He's 4-0 with a 4.91. And then Framber Valdez will come into the game. And look, you know at this point the Astros are just trying to piece this all together until the deadline. They're going to make a move. They're going to add players. I don't see this formula going on all season long. And I love Josh James, but he has just not been the answer for them as a bullpen guy. Josh James, who grew up about 5 minutes from where I live, still makes a home here in Florida where I am, got to know him very well, and would love to see him succeed. But indeed, that is the schedule for tonight in Major League Baseball, not a full schedule. So for those of you who are playing in DFS, not quite as many options on FanDuel and DraftKings, but certainly if you're looking at a streaming start or a pitcher to go to tonight, probably the best shot would be Miles Michaelis. The Pirates are not playing well, and the Cardinals seem to be involved in all these very low-scoring, close games. So that would be the guy that I would probably spend my money on tonight, considering if the Pirates are going to have struggles offensively, there's no doubt St. Louis is going to do the same. You'd be looking at a 3-1, 2-1 type game, and I would guess that would be the case tonight. In terms of trade possibilities, another name popped up over the weekend that is worth mentioning, especially for those of you who are playing in the single format, the AL-only or NL-only format. Domingo Santana of the Seattle Mariners. We know that their general manager, Jerry DePoto, is not afraid to make trades. Seattle, after a fantastic start to the season, has, I think, been baseball's worst team, unfortunately for them. And they are in a clear rebuilding mode, without question. So Santana, who has had a bounce back. If you remember, Domingo Santana in 2017 hit 30 home runs. And then he just had a miserable season with Milwaukee last year. They didn't even play him. And now it looks like there's a chance that he is on the trade block. So could Santana get to a good hitting environment? This would be a major add in an NL-only league if he ends up going to the National League. That's one of the key names. And by the way, Santana still under financial control and arbitration for another year or two. On base-wise, seems to be in line with where he was 2 years ago. We know how friendly Miller Park is, so the odds of Santana having that exact year that he had last year would be slim. And again, he could end up going to a bad hitting environment, and that certainly could change things. But I found that as a very intriguing name over the weekend being brought up. And Seattle certainly in the next 10 days is going to end up making a ton of trades. We'll just have to see what they end up doing. All right, so that closes out our first hour of the show. Coming up in the second hour, we'll dive into a little bit of NBA, some things that happened over the weekend, also give you a little British Open preview, talk about the good series in baseball that are coming up. I've got some hot and cold hitters also in fantasy. For those of you who are on vacation or you hadn't been paying attention over the weekend, I got the guys to target in DFS and in your season-long leagues. Joe Pizzapia is going to join us. He's got the Fantasy Black Book out. We'll hit some baseball. We'll also dive into some football. Joe's doing some mock drafts also. He'll tell us who some of the risers and fallers are, although we're still 10 days away from NFL training camps coming up, so we'll focus on some baseball as well. We got some hot closers saving games over the weekend. I'll tell you about them as well. And Tim Healy, who covers the New York Mets, is going to join us. And I can't wait to get into everything that he has to talk about, because as you know, it's been an interesting year to cover baseball for our friend Tim Healy. So that's coming up next, as it has. And that and a lot more is coming up next here on Fantasy Sports Today. So please stay tuned. The best of hour number one is next, and then we hit hour number two. Don't go away.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source TomScore total visits.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 world number one. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Maid Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to maidsailors.com. That's maidsailors.com.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-961-3631. 800-961-3631. 800-961-3631. 800-961-3631.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build and optimize lineups for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. As we wrap up the first hour of the show, here's what you missed. I'm not doing great in a couple of leagues, but I have saved my money. For some reason this year, it just worked out that way. I didn't go after anyone. I don't know why, but I have the money. So when the moves are made on the first, I'm going to end up with one of these guys. Hopefully there's somebody major being moved. The name, of course, Bumgarner is the popular one. Trevor Bauer maybe is another. We don't know exactly, but we know that there is no August 31st deadline. It's all on July 31st. So I've saved my dough. In the NL Tout Wars, it looks like I've made a bad move because you had to have your moves in by last night, and I decided to add Josh Van Meter on the Cincinnati Reds. If he gets called up, that's okay for me, but I cut Matt Beattie. And, of course, Chris Taylor got hurt. And so now here I am. They're probably going to call Beattie back up, and he's going to be the utility guy. And Taylor's going on the injured list, and I could have had him, and I screwed up and didn't know. How was I to know that Taylor was going to get hurt? That's part of the game. You got to take chances. And I took my shot last night trying to be proactive, getting a guy that wasn't even called up yet. Now, you guys know I break some news, and I get some information. This was not an information-based play. This was a guess. And I hope I really guessed right and they call up Van Meter and not Schebler for Jesse Winker, or else I am going to be really hating myself if Beattie gets up called up by the Dodgers, so we'll see. Four kids between the ages of 10 and 14 stole their family car and took fishing rods, took a 600-mile road trip across the Australian coast. One of the kids even left a goodbye note for their parents, and 600 miles later, they ended up in South Wales. They shared responsibility driving. It took them hours, and I believe, if I'm not mistaken, almost a day to get to where they were going, 12, 14 hours. They were taken into custody at 10:40 p.m. last night and potentially could now face charges for stealing their parents' car, stealing their parents' fishing rides. It looks like they just wanted to go on a joyride, But word to the wise with your kids, don't ever leave the car keys out